So there is an amazing song. I don't know the words. There is no words, probably. It's an idiom that there is a certain chassidiyot that when there is a chatan, so the walking with him to the Knesset, that song with them together. So the ones that know, I'm gonna join, and the ones that not, I'm gonna wait, I'm gonna listen, I'm gonna hear. And after a while, gonna try. Rabbeinu is saying Torah 33, fifth part. There are few, two kinds of loves. Achati ahava shebayamim. One is the love that's in the days. Means two kinds of love that Hashem Yitbarach loves Am Yisrael, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can understand that Hashem loves them. Like that we said once, we heard it from Rav Shalom, of course, that before that we have that obligation of the Ahavta et Hashem Elokecha, that you should love Hashem, first of all we're saying the bracha, Ahavat Olam Ahavtanu, that Hashem, He loves us in eternal love. Because the man, he cannot love HaKadosh Baruch Hu until that he understands that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves him. If a man thinks that Hashem hates him, Chas V'Shalom, he cannot love Hashem. Only when you realize, like the Zohar HaKadosh is saying, that if Am Yisrael would know how much Hashem Yitbarach loves them, they would chase after him like lions. see someone loves you, someone appreciates you, someone cares about you, so it gives you that will to run after him, to help him, to support him, to be there for him also. So one love is the love that's in the days. כמו שמובא לאל, like that we learned before, יומם יצווה השם חסדו, that Hashem is commanding his kindness as a day to be with us every day. יום הדאזל עם כל הוא יומין, it's a day that walks, that goes with all of the other days. שבכל יום means that in every day, היינו שבכל מידה ומידה, means that in every measurement and measurement, in every attribute and attribute, יש שם אהבתו של השם יתברך, עם ישראל. There is over there the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Am Yisrael. וזה שבפועל, and this is the love that is בפועל
active, not
active,
actually
that one, very good. ויש אהבה שהוא בכוח, but there is another love that is in potential. היינו, that is the love, האהבה, שהיה בין ישראל, that was between עם ישראל, לאבים שבשמיים, to their father in heaven, קודם הבריאה, before of the creation, שהיו ישראל עדיין בדעתו ובמוחו, that עם ישראל, they were then still only in his thoughts, in his brain, in his wisdom. למשל, for example, יש אהבה, there's a love, שהאב אוהב את בנו, that the father, he loves his son, שכל אדם יכול להשיג זאת האהבה, that every man can achieve, can understand that kind of love. והתקשרות והאהבה, but the love and the connection, the bonding, שיש בין הבן ובין האב, that there is between the son and the father, כשעדיין הבן במוח האב, when still the son is inside the head of the father, קודם ההולדה, before that he came to the world. זה ההתקשרות והאהבה, that connection, that love, אין אנו יכולים להשיג עכשיו. Now we cannot understand that love. I heard yesterday that there's in books of Kabbalah, they're saying something amazing. They're saying over there, to explain someone the reality of Hashem Yitbarach, the being of Hashem Yitbarach, it's like to explain to a fish that there is water. Try to explain to a fish that there is water, he cannot understand that there is water. For you, that you're standing outside, it's obvious. You see, there's water. If there's no water, the fish will not understand it. He will not gonna live. But the fish, you cannot explain there is water, there are water. You cannot understand. This is the reality of Hashem Yitbarach. He is surrounding us in 100%, like the water are surrounding the fish. But to explain it to the man, it's impossible. But then I thought about it myself, how are you going to explain the fish that there are water? Only if you're taking him out. If for one moment you take him out, this is it, you understand. There is, he needs the water, and now we understand the word water over there. So, there was water. So this is exactly what the Hashem is doing with us. He's threatening. He's taking us a little bit out of the water. Exactly, and then, oh, no, Hashem, Hashem, Hashem. Immediately you remember, no, Hashem, Hashem. Sorry. It's all good. So Rabbeinu is saying ki en mesigin achshav, because now we cannot understand ki im bezman uvemidot, just only inside of the time and inside the measurements, ve'ahava shebedato uvemocho, and the love that's inside the wisdom of Hashem Yitbarach, hi lemala mezman ve'amidot, it's beyond time and beyond the measurements. ואינו מלובש בשום לבוש, and it's not dressed, covered with no covering. Means that we cannot understand it. We can understand only covered things. Things that are not covered, we cannot understand them. Like the light that we explained it yesterday. If it doesn't hit something, you will not gonna understand that there is light over there. You cannot see the light. You cannot see no light. Just you realize that there is light when it hurts, when it hits something. when it hits the table, you can see, oh, it's, there is light, there, it's day now. There are lamps here, you can understand. Because it hits something. We have to have something physical. We have to have measurements, those attributes, time, to understand light, the concept, spiritual concept. ולעתיד לבוא, but in the future to come, שיתגלה אורייתא דעתיק הסימה, that the hidden Torah are going to be revealed, ואז יתקיים מאמר חכמנו, and then going to be what that our rabbis said, זיכרונם לברכה, in the Gemara מסכת תענית, עתידים צדיקים להראות באצבע, that the righteous people in the future going to show, going to point with their finger. כמו שכתוב, like that it's written, זה השם קיווינו לו, that's Hashem that we hoped for him. כי אז, because then, יפשוט הקדוש ברוך הוא את לבושיו, הקדוש ברוך הוא gonna strip his clothing, וימלא הארץ דעה, and the land gonna be full with knowledge of Hashem, את Hashem, כמים לים מכסים, like the water are covering the sea. Like we said before, the righteous people are saying that Ze Hashem kivinu lo. That's Hashem that we hope for. He means that they already saw him before. Ze Hashem kivinu lo. This is him. You're not saying this on something that you see first time. If you say this, it means I recognize it. This is him that we hope for. It means that they saw him already before, but he was under all of the coverings. It means that when the man leaves this world, in this world, with that understanding that Hashem Yitbarach, he is behind everything and he's reviving, gives life to everything. And when he sees something, he's saying it's not a table, it's Hashem Yitbarach. He sees someone saying it's not a man, it's Hashem Yitbarach. Then he recognizes Hashem. He leaves that faith of Enon Milvado, there is nothing except of Hashem Yitbarach. Then when he's going to come, going to reach the world to come, he's going to recognize Hashem Yitbarach. And Hashem Yitbarach also going to take out, strip, take off all of his outfit, all of his coverings, all of the curtains, then you're also going to recognize Hashem Yitbarach. Because what that you see now, it's 100% the same. It's Hashem Yitbarach mamash. You see Hashem. Just, you think that you see coverings. In this world, it's dressed in measurements and physical things. But actually, you see only Hashem. It's the reality that there is nothing except of Hashem Yitbarach. In the future to come, tzaddikim, righteous people, gonna realize that. That they really saw Hashem Yitbarach. Ze Hashem kivinu lo. That is Hashem that we hope for him. How lucky we are that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is opening to people like us, people that are very, 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 very physical, very low, very low. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is talking to us like that and sharing with us, and let us also be close to him, to think about him, to pray about him, to pray on him, to him, to hope for him. It's amazing. And then the knowledge, the faith to know Hashem going to cover the earth like water that are covering the sea. ויתגלה האהבה שהיא בדעת. I'm going to ask you a question. The verse here is saying, כמים לים מכסים, that the water are covering the sea. But the water are not covering the sea. The water covering the earth. The sea is the water. So what it means, kamayim layam mechasim, the water that are covering the sea. Which water covers the sea? Layers of water? Never saw that.
Yes.
Okay.
Feel cold.
So this is what the meaning of the verse, you think? I think that it's written, like that it's written, that ורוח אלוקים מרחפת על פני המים, that the spirit of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is hovering above the water. This is the water of the Torah. The spirit of the tzaddikim, that they are watering us in the water of the Torah. When a man is not connected to the tzaddik, to the righteous man, so when he opens the book, so the book is dry. He cannot drink from it. He cannot enjoy from it. The Zohar Kadosh is saying that the spirit that hovers above the books is the spirit Daruch Ruchos Shel Mashiach. This is the spirit of Mashiach. When man is connected to righteous people, that everyone are in the aspect of Mashiach, every righteous man is in the aspect of Mashiach, so then he can enjoy from his water of his Torah, and then he can drink, then he can enjoy from the water of the Torah. So it means the connection with the righteous people, Kamayim Layam Mechasim, that the water of the spirit of the righteous people, they're gonna cover the sea. Means we're gonna be able to enjoy from the sea. We have all of the Torah already. You can buy a CD in $100, $200, and you have all of the books, all of the Hasiduyot, all of the Torah. But to take a certain conclusion out of it and to understand something from that CD, for that you need a merit. To have all of the books, huge libraries, it's not it. You need to understand that. Then if you understand, you don't even need more than even one book. It's written on the Gaon Mivilna that when he was very old, he was just learning Chumash and Nevi'im Ktuvim. And from the Chumash, he was learning all of the Mishnayot and all of the Gemarot, all of the Torah Sheba'al Peh, he was learning it from the verses. He had it all, and so from the Chumash. Rabbi Natan, when before he passed away, he asked, bring me the Kol Tuv, the all good. So they looked on each other, didn't know what he's asking, and he said, give me the Tanakh, the Nach, the Nevi'im Ktuvim. This is Kol Tuv, it's just Kol Tuv in it. Kol Tuv, everything. All of the Rabbeinu brought it. It's the wisdom that already belongs to the Gemara, it's already inside the Mishnah and Pirkei Avot. You can read all of those so-called wisdoms that we're talking about, all of the understandings, it's not new. Ein chadash tachat ha-shemesh. It's taught Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu, he knew all of it. Moshe Rabbeinu, he had it all. Moshe Rabbeinu taught Am Yisrael all of the Torah. All of Am Yisrael received it. So this is the same Torah, just the righteous people handing to us the ability to learn from the verses, to understand the books, what it's written, the ideas, what it's written between the lines. So the water that really covers the sea, the water of the Torah, it's the spirit of the righteous people, of the tzaddikim. In the future to come, when Mashiach is going to reveal himself, no one's going to have questions anymore. Then you're going to see that he's righteous. You're going to see his light that is glowing, that is illuminating. You're going to see someone that is beyond nature, someone so spiritual, someone that every prayer of him is accepted, that he's making wonders. Rav Shalom once told me that when Mashiach is going to come, he said, in a break of a second, what?
Split second.
You're going to see that all of the supervision of the world become to be miracles. You're going to pray on something, it's going to happen. It's going to be the same, exactly the same, just that Hashem is answering all of your thoughts and all of your prayers. And just immediately you're thinking about someone, he's entering into the door, and then you're talking about something and it's happening, and everything's going to be perfect. Miracles. So because of what? Because of Mashiach. Because that Mashiach is going to come. All of that light of faith depends on the righteous people, in the tzaddikim. Rabbeinu said, what's the difference between me and Mashiach? No different. Except of that, to Mashiach, people are going to listen. And to me, no one listens. This is the difference between Rabbeinu and Mashiach. To Mashiach, everyone going to listen. No one going to have a free choice anymore. Now you have a free choice. Now you can argue. Now you can fight. Now you can still think that you know something and not to accept. To suffer. You have that ability to suffer. In the future to come. This is it. V'itgaleh ha'ava she'hi bedat. And then the love that's in the wisdom is going to be revealed. She'hi pnimiyut ha'torah. That this is the inner side of the Torah. Haynu elokuto means his godliness. Godliness. Hashochen betoch ha'torah v'hamidot. That's inside the Torah and inside all of the attributes and the measurements. Ki achshav alevush hazeh, because now that
covering.
Yes, but on what we're talking about. Ki achshav alevush hazeh, because now that covering that we have, הוא מכסה על אלוקותו. He's covering his godliness. היינו על פנימיות התורה. Means what that we see today. Even the Torah that we're learning today. If, for an example, you see the sun. And the sun, what is it doing? Illuminating. You don't have nothing else to say. Illuminating brings light. Great. But actually the sun is blocking the light of Hashem. And it's covering on Hashem Yitbarach. Actually the sun is darkness. Why? Because now you think that you need the sun to have light. But actually the holy books are saying that the light of the Torah is illuminating more than the sun. But you cannot see that. Why? Because the sun is blocking the light of the Torah. The sun is blocking the light of the righteous people. The lamps are blocking the light of the righteous people. Even that it's just illuminating, yes. But when you're looking on Hashem Yitbarach, you cannot see because of that. So even the Torah that we're sitting and learning, actually, it just blocks the light of Hashem Yitbarach. And the light of Hashem Yitbarach is very simple. It's just love. It's just that He's here. It's just that you, that He's close to you, that you can pray and He's answering. It's very simple. But more Gemarot and more Torah, of course, without that you cannot really have the vessels, the abilities to receive the light of Hashem Yitbarach. And you have to have those vessels. But actually those vessels are blocking the light. They're making the light to come in certain measurements. And not all of the light in one time. So for now that we don't have the ability to accept it all in one time. So it's good for us to take one cup of Torah in a day, one glass of Torah, and then one dish of Gemara, another candy bar of Mishnayot. And it's enough for you for a day. This is your vessel. Those are your abilities. But in the future to come, when there will be no borders anymore, no limits anymore, then you're just going to see Hashem Yitbarach. And then you're going to understand that everything just was blocking the light of Hashem Yitbarach. Because everything that's in the future and everything that's today, it's the same. Nothing going to change. Olam kemenhago nohag. It's the same Hashem Yitbarach. Here and then, it's the same Hashem. Only one small thing in our thoughts going to change. Something very small. Just, oh, we're going to understand suddenly. it's so stupid. This is it. What a fool. Chasing after lust and desires. And oy vey to the shame, to the disgrace of that day. Rabbeinu is writing that people that have lust for money, desire for money, they're going to scratch their face until they're going to bleed because they were chasing after money. Mamash are going to scratch themselves. They're going to dig graves for themselves and going to bury themselves alive because of the shame that they were chasing after money in this world. And it's each and every one of us. Everyone. They ask us, I think it was the Chazon Ish, or the Chazon Ish, or the Chafetz Chaim. Maybe the Chazon, I think it was the Chazon Ish. They ask him, what is the Ta'avat Mammon, desire for money, for an Avrech, that he learns in Yeshiva, and he receives enough money from the Yeshiva for his life, and he doesn't have more expenses than that. And he's, Baruch Hashem, live out of his income. And he's learning all day long, and praying, and everything, very frugal. Which Ta'avat Mammon is God? He said, if they're going to stop supporting him from the kollel, if he's going to be in stress, this is his Ta'avat Mammon. Confidence, this is the other side of the Ta'avat Mammon. When a man's got confidence in Hashem Yitbarach, so he doesn't have no Ta'avat Mammon. Ta'avat Mammon, it's lack of faith, lack of confidence. He's afraid, what's going to be with me? If you're counting on your money, it's a side of Ta'avat Mammon. So, of course it belongs to each and every one of us that we don't have that 100% confidence. A man that got confidence in Parnassah, he doesn't need to pray on Parnassah at all. He's not wasting time on praying on money at all. He's just sure that Hashem is going to give it to him whenever he's going to need it. And we heard hundreds of stories like that on righteous people that had confidence in Hashem Yitbarach. And Hashem just gave it to them. Gave it just on the spot. It depends on confidence. Confidence, this is the vessel to contain Shefa, to contain the bounty. And it's higher than faith. כי עכשיו הלבוש הזה, like we said, הוא פנימיות, היינו על פנימיות התורה. וכשהתגלה הפנימיות, and when the inner side of the Torah is going to be revealed, היינו אלוקותו, means his godliness, אזי יתרבה השלום. So then, the peace is going to be
increased.
You see, it's so simple. It's so simple. Not what's gonna be means that this is. It's our job to bring those things to reality today. It can happen today. If just we're gonna bring the peace today, so it's gonna be. What's gonna be? Azayit Rabbah Shalom. The peace gonna increase. So we need to distribute the books of peace, the books of Shalom, to help, to smile to people, to talk to people, to share, to love everyone, to accept everyone. And this is it. And this is the salvation. This is how Rabbi Natan could say, Mashiach Sheli Kvar Hegia. My Mashiach already came. Already came. He lived in the generation of Mashiach. He had Mashiach with him, all of him. He saw the salvation. For someone like Rav Shalom, think about it. A man that made tshuva 35 years ago, 40 years ago. Made tshuva already 35 years ago. Made tshuva. Now, when he made tshuva 35 years ago, the reality in Eretz Israel wasn't like it is today. It was a lot harder. A lot less from Haredim people and religious, and no Baal tshuva almost at all. They were individuals, the ones that were doing tshuva in their generation. Rav Uri Zohar, it's a story. Rav Shalom Arush, it's a story. Everyone is unique, it's a story. It's not people that done tshuva in their generation, mamash, it wasn't happening. And they went and started to talk, and another one, and they built another yeshiva, and they started to make shiurim classes. A few, a lot of righteous people, and we're making shiurim classes in Bnei Brak, in Jerusalem a little bit more, in the north, in Tzfat, in the Galil, and more in Tveria, in Odesser, and more tzaddikim, and the Litvish tzaddikim that came to Eretz Israel. And you see a revolution. You see, if you're looking, if for people that are aware to themselves for 30 years, for 40 years, you see now you have more than 1.5 million Baalei Teshuva. So not all of them are 100%, so what? But they're frum, they're keeping Shabbos, they're going to the mikveh, purity of the family, eating kosher, and you have so many kashruyot, and Bade Knesset, and yeshivot. What's going on? For someone that just came to the world now, or because that he wasn't aware to nothing, he didn't care about nothing, or that he's young, so alright, this is the reality for him. But for someone that is observing, that is looking what's going on here in the last 50 years, you see a very radical change, very strong way of tshuva in Am Yisrael. So for people like those that are looking at that and see that, and actually they know that it's fruit of their own actions, that they're doing hafatzah and distributing the light of Hashem, and they see that it's growing and growing, and now they give me shiurim in South Africa, and United States is full with books of Rav Shalom, and in England, and in Germany, and in France, and everywhere you can see Rav Shalom, my Rav Shalom. So for them the salvation already happened. You cannot stop it. This is it. We're going to stop those books from being published again and again and again. No one. It's just going to grow. For them, it's a simple process that they're in it. We need to attach ourselves to that process, to believe. We are part of that process. You're about tshuva. Look how you made tshuva. Because you're very wise, and you took yourself seriously, and you thought about it all. And nonsense. Hashem saved you. Just pulled you out from the carousel. What?
Carousel.
Very good. Even easier. not that I'm gonna remember, but and then Hashem saved you. Just took you out from there. So also you need to understand something is happening, and if it happened to me, and you're checking yourself, and you say to yourself, it wasn't because that I'm righteous, it wasn't because that I'm wise, not because that I'm sensitive, not because that I'm good, just because that Hashem had mercy on me. So why it won't happen to everyone else? It will, no doubt about it. No doubt about it. There are people outside for sure a lot better than me, so why that Hashem will not going to help them more connected to... I have the wife of my brother, how you say that? Gisa. She is a granddaughter, sister-in-law, of a Baal Shem. She's a granddaughter of a Baal Shem Tov. She's a tzitzit of a Baal Shem Tov, and she's the manager of Arutz Hayiladim in the television children channel, in the television. She's the manager of that Arutz, And she is a nechda, she is a granddaughter of a Baal Shem Tov. So, is there a doubt that one day she's going to do tshuva and that her daughters one day... There is no doubt, it's in the hands of a Baal Shem Tov. We don't need to think about it. We just need to play the game, to do hafatzah, to like that we know. Rabbi Levi Yitzchak Bender said that Rabbeinu already promised that he's going to bring his salvation to the world. Just that Rabbeinu said, Nitzachti ve'anatzach, gamarti ve'egmor. I'm going to finish it, I'm going to bring the salvation. But we need to make the ishtadlut that Rabbeinu is going to finish through us. That we're going to have a share in the Geula. Another book, another hafatzah. We don't know what we're doing. Every book, every CD that you gave to someone, every person that you let him see those YouTubes, or you dragged him to the yeshiva and you brought him to see it and to listen. Where that guy came from, what he told us, Vegas, Nevada. He told me that he's watching those YouTubes, that, what's his name? Sweet.
Eliezer.
He told me that he and his wife and his children and his mother, in Friday, they have a large, huge screen in the house, and they're sitting in Friday before of Shabbos, and they're watching a shiur, Torah, all of the family together. Think about it. And that's what are we doing for that? We're just coming to the yeshiva daily and talking and learning, and everyone that is sharing that English program, everyone that is coming is supporting that English program. And you all have a merit. And family now is sitting over there in the middle of the desert, and they can learn Torah Kedosha. And which Torah? Wonderful Torah Shel Rabbeinu, Torah V'Rav Shalom Arush, sweet Torah, Likutei Moharan. Things that gives them the power to do what they do, to want to make Aliyah, to come to Eretz Israel. And we have so many stories like those. People from Colombia, watching our YouTubes all of the time. And now someone said that he wants to translate the classes to Spanish?
Yeah.
To Spanish. All of our classes he wants to translate it to Spanish, to open a Muna channel. In Spanish, how you say that? Emuna channel?
Spanish.
In Spanish. How you say that? In Emuna channel?
Canal de la Fe in Spanish.
No, you see?
Canal Emuna.
And it's just happening and happening and happening and happening. And we just need to support it and to push for that more. Tell another guy, here there is an English program, there is an apartment for the guys, there is tutors, there is an amazing shiur gemara. Perfect shiur gemara, right? Perfect. Careful. We have Likutei Moharan, we have Rav Natan Maimon, we have Rav Shalom Arush gives a shiur once a week, we have Shabbos, we have amazing things and more and more. And 1 hour a day, do Shaiz Bodedut. You give that information to people, you're saving their lives. People don't know how to have shalom bayit, don't know how to educate their children, don't know how to survive themselves, they don't know how to. They don't know. We already have it all under our hands. We know. Read those books. We learn, listen to few shurim. We already been saved. The Yetzirah wants you always to feel that you haven't been saved. And it's also good, because it's just going to push you to work more and to purify yourself more and to pray more and to do more tshuva. And it's great, but actually, Lemaise, if you're going to check yourself, you've already been saved. What else do you need in life? What do you lack of? A few hundred shekels a month, what do you lack of? It's nothing. It just makes you awake. Well, a little bit of shalom bayit just push you to the field. You don't know how to manage with few issues, you haven't learned a few halachot yet. Alright, it just drags you again to the Beit Midrash, it just brings you to the yeshiva again. This is the bait that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is taking you with, is saving your life with your lackings. Moshe Katuv, like that it's written, Lo yareu ve lo yashchitu bechol har kodshi. That no one gonna harm no one, gonna hurt no one in the holy mountain. Kimala aretz dea, because the land is gonna be full with knowledge, knowing Hashem Yitbarach. You know what it means, Har Kodshi, the Har Hashem. When Moshe Rabbeinu, he took Am Yisrael, he brought them letachtit ahar, to the bottom of the mountain. The bottom of the mountain, the Baal HaSulam HaKadosh is explaining that it's the peak of the bad thoughts, of the hirhurim. To the lowest place of bad thoughts. This is where Moshe Rabbeinu brought Am Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu took Am Yisrael to the craziest situation of them all. The train of bad thoughts that was crossing their thoughts, they couldn't handle it. They became to be like crazy people under the mountain. B'tachtit ha'har, in the lowest place of them all. They went crazy over there, all of them. Filthy thoughts. And then he came to them and told them, if now you're going to hold yourself together, ke'ish echad, belev echad, I'm going to give you the Torah. Means he brought them to the lowest place of them all, mamash, totally. And in that place, he gave them the chance. He gave them the opportunity to hold themselves in happiness, in joy, to hold themselves together, to accept. You have weird thoughts crossing your mind, you have crazy thoughts, you don't know, sadnesses and anxieties and fears and stress, and you don't know what to do. This is the time to connect yourself to Am Yisrael with love, to surrender, to know that this is how the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is humiliating you, means building vessels for you to contain the being of Hashem Yitbarach in your life. To understand the reality of Hashem Yitbarach inside of your life. To live Hashem, to breathe Hashem, to taste Hashem, to see Hashem, to hear Hashem. For that, first of all, you need to understand that you are wrong. That you are ruined. That you have defects. Like Rav Shalom said, we have only one term to accept yourself to the yeshiva. That you're going to know that everyone are truth and you're a lie. And you're wrong. If you understand that you're wrong, that you're the worst one, then you can come to the yeshiva. If you still think that you're something, that you're strong, that you're smart, that you're wise, you're not going to make it. Don't waste your time. Here in the yeshiva, you have to be humble. To receive the light of Hashem in Barach, you have to be humble. You have to understand that everyone has sparks in them that you can never imagine. You can see someone that you're going to think about him so many times that he's not learning, that he's talking, that he's not polite, that I don't know what. And one day you're going to hear him chatting in the cafeteria with someone and you're going to embarrass yourself so much, you're going to feel so embarrassed, so ashamed. You're going to say, wow, what he's doing and who am I? He's doing that hafatzah and such emsirut nefesh, and he's got so many difficulties in his shalom bayit and with his kids, and he's going through all of those hard times with panasa. And you're going to say to yourself, who am I? That for me things are so good and so comfortable and so easy, and I have my lessons. And him, that he's suffering so much and he's still trying so hard to come. And then Hashem is going to give you eyes finally. This is it. Your lack of eyes, your lack of wisdom, your lack of faith, your lack of humility. To know that everyone are good, that everything is good, that everyone are special. Everyone is a diamond. If everyone are a diamond, so why your diamond? Because you're Ashkenazi, because you're Sfaradi, because you're what? Because you finish Shas, because of what? Because of what? Because you're arrogant. This is the answer. If you would be Sfaradi, so you would think that it was because you're Sfaradi. If you would be Ashkenazi, you would think that it was because you're Ashkenazi. If you would finish Shas, so if you're a millionaire, you have money, so you think that because of the money. If you're healthy and strong, so you think that because you're healthy and strong, it's because you're arrogant. You think that you're better than someone else because you're arrogant, not because that you have something better than no one else. Hashem gives you wisdom, Hashem gives you health, Hashem gives you money, Hashem gives you the ability to see. Everything's in the hands of Hashem, and Hashem can take everything in a moment. Hashem doesn't even need to do nothing for that. Just gonna come back to Him. So, humble people, they're people that are justifying others. All of the time looking on good points of other people, and supporting people and helping as much as they can, in compliments, in good words. Thank you very much.